In the alley, the scent is stronger, overpowering. As I watch, the overhead lamps flicker and wink out one by one. God damn it. No. The girl appears briefly under the last streetlight, the headphones snug against her ears, the Walkman clasped to her hip.
Hey, stop! I need to talk to you!
Then she's swallowed up by the darkness again.
Helen, wait a second!
It strikes her in the gloom so fast she barely has time to scream. She falls into the edge of the lamplight and lies there, bleeding, motionless. The man's skin is scaly, flaking, and there are patches of soot on his cheeks. He stares at me with eyes like midnight, eyes that are devoid of remorse, devoid of humanity. He's one of them. I turn and run, and I don't look back.
The Road of Shadows. Listen now at theroadofshadows.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Laidlaw, the voice of Dr. Eva Graf and a producer of Derelict Podcast. If you're wondering how you can support the show, the very best way is by becoming a member of Derelict Premium. You'll get early access to ad-free episodes, special bonus content, and exclusive rewards. And your support means the story will continue. To join Derelict Premium, just go to derelict.supercast.com or click the link in the episode notes below. Thanks for listening and enjoy the episode.
Hey, kiddo.
Oh no. I'm dead, aren't I?
Yes. Yes, you are. I'm Saint Jerome.
I'm in a lot of trouble then. Where?
East platform. Blind luck, mostly. The explosion on North flared out the capsule's engine, but we were pointed in the right direction. Rovers picked us up, brought us in. You're in a medical pod. Doing good.
And Mac?
There's nothing left. He's gone.
Thank God. Oh. Feels like I had an 8 margarita night.
Oh, yeah? You ever had an 8 margarita night?
No, but I'm fairly certain it would feel like this. What's the situation?
Well, there's good news. For once. Transport sub is still here. So are all the survivors from North.
How many?
Now 40, maybe 50.
Fathom had a personal count of almost twice that.
Yeah, the numbers aren't good, you're right. We're lucky to have that many.
Do you know if any of my staff, did they?
I met a nurse working with survivors. Romero, I think.
Gail. Gail made it. What about...
She's the only one I've seen. Doesn't mean that's all there is. There could be more, maybe on the injured list. I just walked through the staging area once.
A lot of injured.
Yeah. Yeah, there are.
I need to...
Hey, whoa.
Go help.
Let's just take it slow. Humor me.
You're walking around.
Yeah, well, I got about a billion and change of medical nanobots in my system.
Right. Those. What about the transport sub?
Pressurizing right now for the return trip to the surface. People I've talked to think we can get everyone on board and evacuate in one trip.
Leave it all behind.
That is the plan.
Until they rebuild it. That's going to be the end result, isn't it? Even after everything that's happened, they'll learn from the design of the base, learn what went wrong with Mac, fix all those problems, and try again. They'll learn all the wrong lessons. None of the right ones.
Yeah, there is a precedent, I'd say.
They should quantum strike this whole place. But it's not my problem. I'm not coming back. On North, you stayed. You didn't have to. We had a deal, and I broke it. You didn't have to stay. Thank you.
All the options weren't gone. There was still a way. We don't quit if there's still a way.
How long until the transport?
Not long. Enough time for me to make a call.
I wonder what that's about.
Oh, boring stuff. Mission reports. Check in with my retirement advisor.
Take screenshots.
I'm relieved, I have to say. Yeah, I was worried he'd have red hair.
No hair at all. Anywhere. You'll have to wait a few months to determine the lineage.
Yeah, by then I won't likely care.
He's beautiful. Is he not?
He is. I've been across the galaxy, but...
Can you say hello? Can you say hello to Papa?
Yeah, I don't know about this Papa thing. Are there other options?
No. I went with Joel. You're going with Papa. Good news is, it'll transition into Pops the older he gets.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's good news.
It is. Trust me. Pops is very cool. Very hip. Oh no. No. It's just your father. He's not that scary, really. He's very nice. When you get to know him, he's less intimidating.
Thanks for putting a word in.
Wave bye. Wave bye to Papa. Bye.
Here, let me take him.
Thank you. Okay, he can't hear now. How did things go down there?
The usual. Yeah, I get in trouble. You saved me from drowning.
Only fair. You saved me once. How's the doctor?
Sarah? Alive? She'll be fine.
Another day, another damsel in distress.
One was enough for me. Plus, she won't tell me her phobia.
Her what?
Long story. I'll tell you later.
Seriously, how did things go?
Not great. There were a lot of casualties. I contained the situation, but I don't know. Containing seems to be all I ever do these days.
That is what you do. Plug holes in a dam. Also shoot monsters.
I guess.
What's going on with you? You're not telling me everything.
It's an unencrypted channel, Val.
You and I don't need encryption to talk freely. I can tell there's something. Was there a monster this time?
There was.
And you killed it?
It appears thusly.
Huh. You don't feel it's done?
I don't know.
You've lived a long time trusting your instincts. If you feel it's not finished, then...
It's finished.
You don't do well when you leave things unfinished.
It's finished. It's finished, sweetheart.
I met a man once. I was lucky to meet him. He was tasked to find me. Thank God. Everyone else thought I was dead. Everyone else stopped looking. Except him. He came, man. He found me. He saved me at the last second. Because he trusted his instincts. Then I married him. Victim savior complex, obviously.
Obviously.
You have a lot more to live for now, is what I'm getting at.
You have always been enough for that.
I'm just saying, it may affect your judgment. Your seagull, getting back here, whole bunch of paternity leave. Have you ever had more to come back to?
As is usual, you may be onto something.
Just be sure, that's all. You don't do well when you leave things unfinished.
This is the only thing I do well. And every day I question it. Whether it's worth the risks, whether I really make a difference.
And you saved how many people today?
I mean, overall. I mean, big picture kind of stuff. I mean, what if I didn't do it anymore? What if I found something else?
Like what? Selling insurance?
Val.
You would implode. Like, expose I Trillium implode.
Well, maybe it's not about me. Maybe it shouldn't be. Now more than ever.
You said it yourself. Just now. Big picture kind of stuff. Where else can you do as much? Or where else do you have the potential to do as much? Look, if you don't want to do it anymore, then fine. Don't do it. But don't make it about us. If it's not about you, then you won't be happy. And you're only good to us happy.
I love you, you know that?
I love you. You know that.
Can I see him one more time?
Oh my God, it's like you're obsessed with him. Next, you'll be bringing him gifts and things.
Yeah, I was thinking a toy gun.
No, no guns. He's going to be an artist, a brooding, creative type. He's going to break.
Val? Valerie?
I'd say the subfloor in there is ruptured. But that's what the pressure doors are for.
Yeah, sure, great system. Unless you end up on the wrong side of it.
I have an idea, but you're not gonna like it.
Yeah, I'm pretty tolerant generally when it comes to not dying.
We wait until the junction fills up with water. All the way.
You are right, I don't like it.
Because of the pressure, it's the only way you have a chance of getting blown out the right door when I override the lock.
A chance?
Yeah. Pretty good one, though. You are Agent Blaine, right?
Yeah.
Well, you've been in worse situations, I bet. Where is the water level now?
About, I don't know, to my chest.
Yeah, pretty cold, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Invigorating. I take a swim in the airlock every day. Freezing water. Thermogenesis boosts your metabolism, improves immune system function, even increases cytokine production. Helps with anxiety, stress. Does wonders.
That's fantastic. You know, it's up to my chin now.
Okay, big gulp of air, and I'll see you in a second.
Wise ass bastard.
I can still hear you.
Intense.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of getting used to it, actually.
Chief Reese, Phalanx Security, or what's left of it.
Thanks for the rescue, Chief. What happened? What's going on?
You know, something hit us, but I couldn't tell you what. What I can tell you is the whole platform took a blow like a sledgehammer to a beer can. You're lucky we're still here. Head to do damage control now. You won't come?
Yeah, sure. Your head of security, you, think we met when we arrived.
I am, and we did, Agent.
How much of your team is left?
4. Out of 11.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too. They were good kids. The rest I have doing whatever's needed, stuff they weren't trained for, but one thing you can count on down here is nothing goes to plan.
Chief, you there?
Yeah, Fritz, go ahead.
We lost it.
Lost what?
The transport sub. It's gone. It ripped off the docking bay and crashed into the seabed. It's gone.
Case in point.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
I'll take a seat where you can. Sorry for the mess.
The whole platform's a mess.
Yeah, but it all pretty much looked that way before. Alvarez, are you there?
Is there a new casualty count?
Not yet, but we're working on that. We definitely lost more people. There's no way we didn't. Half of the capsules we still had, including cold storage, are crushed. Most of the damage was from the Artemis crashing through the docking bay, broke loose from its tether.
The thing getting us back to the surface, in other words?
It was getting us back to the surface.
Boss, you there?
Yeah. Go ahead, Alvarez.
Ready here when you are.
All right, flip it.
What's he doing?
He's rebooting the computers. Circuits get tripped in a hull breach, and we don't want to fry the processors if the hub gets flooded,
Warning.
Do we?
Irregular deactivation detected. Stipulate boot mode. Normal or safe mode?
Normal.
Yeah, we still have power, at least.
Yeah, for now. Generators are working, but we only have so much fuel.
How long till they're out?
36, 40 hours, that's it.
Then we're dead in the water.
Literally.
Platform data processing systems online. All operations within established parameters.
Computer, damage report.
Alert. The East platform has sustained major structural damage. Hull breaches detected. Intermittent losses of power detected. Atmosphere generation failure detected. Mechanical and information systems failures detected.
What was the cause of the damage?
Warning. Sustained damage was caused by a sudden volatile displacement of seawater surrounding the eastern platform.
Another tide surge?
Alert. No tide surge events have been detected.
Then what caused the displacement?
Unknown.
No tide surge out there could have caused this kind of damage. Pulled the Artemis right off a magnetic airlock and almost ripped the platform supports out of the seabed.
What could cause it?
I've no idea, but something happened outside, something big.
What do we do?
Well, that's a good question. The Artemis wasn't scheduled for a return trip for 5 days, so she won't be missed for that long at least.
And how do we contact the surface?
No clue. Surface comms are severed. We're on generator power. We could try a message in a bottle.
Well, we better think of something, because we're not going to make it 5 days down here once we lose power.
Hey, Chief!
Yeah, go ahead, Fritz.
Something came across activity logs, thought you'd want to know.
Yeah, what's that?
A new comm hub went online.
A new hub? There are no new hubs.
Sorry, what I mean is an old hub went back online.
Yeah, Fritz, what in the hell are you talking
about? It's south,
sir.
The southern platform powered up.
Powered up? When? How old is that report?
Almost 2 hours? Sorry, Chief, I didn't see it come in. It's just me and Alvarez.
Does the log say why it came online?
No, just says the southern platform was taken off maintenance mode and the X-Core reactivated.
Who reactivated it?
Logs don't have a name, just an employee ID number.
Run that EID right now.
Yes, sir.
What is this? What's going on?
You said before, when we were in the supply tram airlock, you said that Joe and someone else were working together on the western platform.
Yes. Eva. It sounded like Eva.
Dr. Graf?
She was in a Demis outside the platform. She was helping shut down the X-Core before it went critical.
Dr. Graf.
Wait, you think Eva powered the southern platform? 2 hours ago. Why? Why would she do that?
Now, probably to survive. If she was on the western platform, she had two choices. Go to north or go to south. And south would be less of a walk in a Demis. So once she got there, she'd have to restore power for life support. And one thing south has that no other platform does, its own X-Core.
Wait a second.
What?
Computer. The water displacement we just experienced, did it travel in a specific direction?
The displacement of water traveled directly westward from this location at a speed of 800 kilometers an hour.
800?
What is it, Sarah?
The vault.
What about it?
I think the vault's been opened.
How do you know that?
The water displacement.
I don't get it.
What if it was empty? The vault, empty of seawater, I mean. So when it opened...
The ocean would rush in to fill the void.
Wait. You're saying opening that thing up outside could do all this?
The circumference of the vault door is huge, which implies the space underneath it is massive. If it was empty...
Talking thousands of tons of water suddenly jerked to life all around us. Yeah, I get it.
Chief, we ran that EID. You're not going to believe this,
Dr.
but
Graf?
It's... Yeah, actually.
No one had more motivation for opening the vault than she did. No one would have more of an idea how to do it either.
Well, it does make some kind of sense. If South is powered, that means the vault relay is powered too, and there's a direct connection. It's Fathom's original platform. And the whole point of the relay is to open the vault, right?
If the relay's powered, couldn't we reorient it and use it to contact the surface?
It's a full-fledged long-wave comm system. Hell, you could contact Mars if you wanted to.
Sounds like we need to get to that relay. Chief, I hate to ask, but can you spare anybody?
Yeah, I can spare me, plus one or two others. I assume you want to depart ASAP.
Yeah. Thank you, Chief.
All right. Fritz, meet me in the armory. Alvarez, get to the...
Sarah, I think you should get to the dry storage, see if you can help. They'll be injured.
Will you and your new sidekick go to south? Like hell.
Doctor.
The vault is open, Blaine.
We don't actually know
but
that.
But if it is, you have no idea what you're going to find. Well, you two definitely have the machismo covered. Wouldn't it be prudent to bring someone smart along, too?
Yeah, she's got a point there.
You're in an awful lot of trouble, Doctor.
We've established that already.
Looks okay, though. Computer shows green.
And the crane?
Good to go, too, boss.
Take a seat, then, boys and girls. Time to get away.
I hate these things.
Submarinophobia.
That's not even a real phobia, and you're not even in the ballpark.
Warning. sub-berth airlock crane active. Ensure no personnel are within the operation area.
How do we get into the relay? Does it have an airlock?
Nope. No airlock. No pressurization at all. All systems are designed to work submerged. That's why we're taking the Demises, Doctor. Fritz, he's got loaded up with the weapons packages.
They're weaponized.
Yeah, the Demis really is just a CPS-11 combat armor modified for deep-sea environments. MD makes an augmentation package that returns some of its weaponry. Fathom got four of those packages.
Why? In case we had to go to war.
What would you call this situation, Doctor?
Confirm opening of sub-berth airlock.
Confirmed.
Opening of sub-berth airlock.
You okay?
Yeah. It's nothing. Just had a bad experience with the crane.
Don't ask.
Here we go.
Out nice and slow.
Yep. Clear, Chief.
Okay, let's follow the southwest conduit line for now.
Got it.
Jeez. Look
oh
at the damage.
My God. Cold storage capsule looks like a tin can.
Look at the arcs coming off control. You better keep everyone clear from there.
Last I heard, they were routing controls to the rover berth. Then they were gonna shut the capsule down.
This place is dying. What are we gonna do?
Call for help. Get another sub. Evacuate.
So optimistic.
Coming to the end of the conduit line, boss.
Okay. Set, 271.
271 confirmed.
How long to the relay?
Not long. Full speed, about 40 minutes.
Zero visibility. In 3, 2, 1.
Doc always freaks me out. It's like looking into nothing. You know, it always feels like it's looking back. You don't need to see to know where you are.
The constant optimism must be draining.
Wake me when we have visual on the relay.
You're seriously taking a nap right now?
I am. Everyone else should too. When was the last time any of you slept?
Sometimes I really envy you.
Wake up. There's something strange.
Can you be, more specific?
The radiation that the vault emits. It's not there.
I'm sorry, I'm not following.
We're not picking up any rads. We should have perimeter alarms for the radiation fields at least, but we got nothing.
And the detectors are working?
IID and RPM both show no spikes, just ambient rads. And it's all low level.
My guess is it has to do with the vault's door mechanism. Now that it's offline, the rats are gone too.
Offline?
You want to tell them, or should I?
We think that the vault is open.
What?
Holy shit! If that thing is open, then whatever was inside it is loose out there now.
Fritz.
Don't Fritz me. Are you kidding me? You brought us out here and didn't tell us?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I needed to run my decisions by you for approval.
And we don't know anything was inside it. It's never been opened.
We can't see anything. We're blind here. It's pitch black outside. We wouldn't know if there's anything out there.
Let's all calm down. Stop jumping to conclusions. Everything's a hypothetical right now. We need to find out what's really what. Do we have a visual?
Not with the lighting grid out. We'd have to get a lot closer.
Like hell!
Hey, Fritz! I've had enough of it. You aren't in a position to say no to anything if you do what I say like always, the both of you.
Listen, I can guarantee you one thing. I'm a lot worse than anything on the other side of that door. And I'm here right now. Are we clear? Are we clear?
Yeah. We're clear.
Alvarez?
Clear. Boss.
Thank you. That's wonderful.
Now set 244 and shut the hell up.
I really do not like this.
Just close enough to get a visual. I don't want to float over it or anything.
Thank you for that, at least.
What's our angle to it?
Pretty much right on.
Okay, set 254 and let's keep it more parallel.
GPS says the vault edge is 100 yards off the port bow.
I don't see anything.
Same.
80 yards.
Just black.
70. 60.
Damn it, Alvarez, hit the lights.
Yeah, let it know we're here.
Look at all that muck.
That ain't murk.
50 yards.
What is it?
I don't know, but it's thick. Thick and black, like
40 yards.
Oil.
Or blood.
Fritz, you're about to be swimming in it.
30.
30 yards and we can't see it?
20.
You gotta be kidding me. That thing's the size of an orbital station. We can't...
Hold on!
Off my life.
What was that? It came out of nowhere.
The door. The door to the vault. It's open. Standing straight up in the water, we almost motored right into it.
Yeah, we pretty much did. Hit on the port side. Fritz, you give me a damage.
Mary, Mother of God.
Is that?
Yeah. The vault. Open.
I mean, I can't even see the bottom. It looks like it goes down forever. I really don't like this.
But there's nothing inside. I mean, nothing.
It's clearer on the inside. Less of that substance.
How can there be nothing?
I don't know.
I do. Because it left. Whatever was inside it,
Fritz,
left.
You're starting to get on my nerves now. Is that enough? Can we move away?
Yeah. Yeah, let's pull away from it, Chief.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Fritz, set 264.
There it goes.
Not sure what's worse. Seeing it in the dark. We're not seeing it.
You wanted to come. You insisted.
I take it back.
What are we going to do?
Turn around, if you ask me. I mean, right?
No one's asking you, Fritz.
You just sit there and be stoic.
Can I talk to you, please?
Okay.
I get that she's scared. I'm scared too, and she might be right.
How so?
The vault is open, Blaine. We have no idea what that means. And we can't even see what's around. around us, not to mention that substance in the water. We don't have biodetectors. I can't tell you that it's not toxic or parasitic, and I'm guessing the only way to work the relay is to get out of the sub, which means getting in the water.
Yeah, I see your point. I just don't know what other choice we have.
We go back to east.
And do what? But there's no way to contact the surface there. The generators will lose fuel eventually, and then we'll be in the dark, just like we are here. The relay is the only way to get help that I see. Am I missing something?
No. I'm not second-guessing you. I'm just asking.
Asking what?
You saw your son today. That would make anyone more risk-prone, and I know firsthand what it's like to give in to emotion.
In this situation, there's no move that doesn't involve risks. Mortal ones. They're the only option we have for weighing them is which one potentially saves the most people. Going to the relay is the only one that does that. This is not emotional.
Okay. I had to ask.
Chief, straight on to the relay.
Understood.
And why don't we, let's turn off the lights for now.
Alvarez.
Back into the dark.
We never left it. We just pushed it away. That's all we've ever done down here.
I don't get why Alvarez can't go instead of me.
Well, that's because we need all your tech skills, Fritz. We also take comfort in your charming personality. And relax. Done it a million times. Cigar?
Hard pass.
You going to smoke a cigar? Inside the Demus?
That's a great thing about a Demus. Hermetically sealed environment, complete atmosphere filtration. Best smoke you'll ever have.
What do you do about the ashes?
I welded a little ashtray in here, right under the keyboard.
No one ever asked you about that?
Yeah, sure. I tell him it's a slot for my whiskey flask.
Well, this is gonna be fun.
How do you feel?
Peachy. You?
Grammatically, shouldn't it be peach-like? I've always wondered.
What's weird is, I've never wondered about that.
I could come with you, you know. There's one more Demus.
I'd rather have you monitoring this thing from here. You can see all the camera feeds at the ops station.
Okay. Good luck out there.
Thanks, Doc.
Agent, assuming you've done some combat drops in your time.
Here and there.
It's the same process. System lowers us into the tubes, then drops us into the water. We're about 20 feet from the seabed. There'll be a little free fall.
Got it.
Alvarez, at your pleasure.
Watch your heads. Pressurizing. All right. Deployment in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Everybody, check in.
Green here, boss.
I'm good too, Chief.
Hit your lights.
A lot of good that did.
LTS, comm check. Do you read?
Got you, Chief.
That, blackish substance is here. A lot of it. Computer says visibility is about 11 feet.
Can you describe it?
What's to describe?
Is it uniform, all in mass, same thickness?
No, it's not uniform at all.
Yeah, it's thicker in some parts. Clumped together, and then thicker parts swirl.
Swirl?
He's right. The clumps, they swirl in the water like pinwheels and then dissipate. And they,
What?
Well, it seems to move independent of the water flow around it.
Blaine, that could imply organic cohesion.
What does that mean?
It means it could be alive, Fritz.
Are your biodetectors giving off any warnings?
Nope. Just low-level radiation, that's about it.
Does this sub have the ability to sterilize those suits coming back on board?
Pod chambers have sterilization, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna look into that. If it's just an isopropanol blend, we may have to rethink how you're getting back on board.
Why?
Because the stuff we're walking around in could be a contaminant. Who knows what the hell it is?
Better and better.
Alvarez, put a nav point in our HUD for the relay.
Looks like about 30 yards.
30 yards. We can't see it at all.
Just start moving and you will.
Hey, how do we get inside the relay?
There's an entry point on the south side, automated. Assuming the relay is actually powered.
It is. I can see the nav lights ahead. You guys?
Not yet.
Just give it a few more steps.
There it is. I see it. That is huge.
Yeah, like we said, full-on long-wave comms dish. As far as I know, it's the only one ever built underwater.
You're seeing lights?
Yeah, lights all over it. Flashing red.
I can see the white indicators for the access door.
Yeah, I see them too now.
Yeah, we'll follow you, Fritz.
Hey, Chief. I'm just curious. I saw the weapons canisters on the exterior of the Demus. There's nothing in my HUD to indicate they're there.
If we get to that point, I'll activate them. You'll see it in the HUD, then. Use the thumb triggers on your hand actuators for fire control.
What'll I have?
16mm auto cannon with 10,000 rounds. Shells are tuned for water or atmosphere, but in the drink you get a range of about 1,000 feet. More like 2,500 in atmosphere, but you should know. The slugs are not low impact. They will breach bulkheads. And anything else they hit.
Noted.
We also got a plasma thrower, works underwater or out of it, and a GSU-18 guided grenade launcher, incendiary fragmentation rounds, six of
just
each.
Bloody hell, guys! What is it you think you're going to find down there?
You remember the combat mech?
Fair point.
You fought a combat mech.
And an HK. Well, two HKs. On North, Mac let them loose.
Hell, that must have been something.
If you guys want to put it back in your pants, I'm at the door. You want me to open it?
Yeah, do it.
Boss, thought we'd circle around the outside of the relay. Scan the exterior. That okay with you?
Knock yourself out. Our connection here. Alvarez, you reading us? Alvarez, what's your... Alvarez, you're really breaking up. Stand by until we get to control. Over.
Not a surprise. It's a comm center. Probably EM shielded.
Yeah, I suppose, but I feel like we've had comms in the lift before, though. Fritz? jets.
Oh, it's my fault? That's the assumption? There's no gas pedal on this thing. It's just a
Will
button labeled...
Please, check it. It's not too much of an imposition.
What the hell?
Sounded like, I don't know, bending metal, groaning metal.
Sounded like something goddamn moving up there to me.
I don't see anything. That light doesn't go up that far. I just see a door in the shaft. That what we're headed for?
Yeah. We could get up there with the jets, but then, how do we open the...
Okay.
Gotta be kidding.
I guess the structure took damage from the displacement, too.
Well, it's right on the edge of the vault.
You just identified the part that worries me.
Let's get this over with and get out of here. Fritz, which way?
Right. Left goes to the power connections. Straight goes to the dish access chute. At least, far as I remember.
Clayton, go ahead. This is Blaine.
Okay, yeah. We should have a signal up here, for sure. That is odd.
Blaine, can you read me? Blaine, get out of
here. I can't read you. There's some kind of...
It's just damage from the water displacement. The structure isn't stable.
Is that supposed to be a more comforting option than something else? How about those weapons, boss?
Fritz, the last thing I would ever entertain would be giving you an autocannon.
Is it odd there's no lights in here?
Yeah, actually. Ceiling lights are sealed. Work underwater. Oh, look at that.
Lights are burst. There was some kind of pulse.
Door is dead, boss.
Is that the door to control?
Yeah.
Is it possible that the controls on the other side are dead, too?
Yeah, we won't know until we're in, but the relay has power. It was lit up. We might have to reroute or shunt.
I can... cut through the door's lock with the torch, then we can pry it.
Yeah, do it.
How long will this take?
2 minutes, maybe. Blaine, can you read me?
Clayton.
Blaine, get out of here.
Clayton, can you boost the signal?
We don't stare out of the relay. It's completely gone.
Clayton, I can't read you like this. Can you boost the signal?
Almost got it.
Don't burn it out.
Blaine, can you read me now?
Yeah, Clayton, that's better. What's your situation?
It's your situation.
What?
We drifted around the relay all the way around to the north side. The entire exterior is enveloped by some kind of substance.
Clayton, say again. Say again, Doctor.
There is a substance covering the exterior wall of the northern side of the relay. The central one right now.
What do you mean, a substance?
It's covering the entire thing.
Got it.
Get on the left side.
Clayton, what do you mean, a substance?
Including the control capsule, some kind of synthetic biological mass. I don't know, I can't tell from here. But you need to get away from the northern end of that structure. Just get your plane.
No, Fritz!
platform activation for Demis XX32D. Vernon's platforms for Demis XX32D.
Still moving. How is it still moving? I don't know. How do we get out of here? Have to move back to the shaft. Use your jets. This door's out too. I can get it open without cutting. Because it's coming up.
Warning, plasma thrower active. Use caution when deploying this weapon.
Thanks for the tip.
The top of the relay. We're back outside now. Do you read?
What was it?
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
I've never seen anything like it. It was like metal, like fluid metal.
All I saw was a black mass that exploded out the door. Then it just spread everywhere. It spread all over her. Then it grabbed her, it breached her suit when it touched her, and it was like she dissolved. Everything that was her right in front of me, her, oh God, her face. Right in front of me, and it dissolved into that same black.
Spread in the hall. Spread everywhere after it. It took Fritz. Floor, walls, the ceiling. Spread after us. Like it sensed us.
Like it was alive.
Clayton?
Do you read?
No. Oh, no.
No, damn it.
It's got
Alvarez.
It's got that stuff all over it. Clayton, do you read?
Oh, no.
God, it crashed. They're gone.
We don't know that yet.
What happened to Fritz? What happened to Fritz? What happened to her? That wasn't her!
Chief! But we gotta get to sub. They may
God
still be
it.
Able to...
We should never have come out here. We should never have got out here.
Chief, I want you to breathe. You're in shock. You're taking in too much O2.
No!
I want you...
No! Sarah was right. They may have come out here.
Stop it now! We are in a lot of trouble. You need to start thinking. I've seen your file. You're better than this. Start thinking or we are gone.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
And just lay there a second. Get your oxygen levels back to normal. All we gotta breathe is what's in our suits. Clayton, this is Blaine. Do you read? Alvarez?
Blaine.
Clayton, if you can hear me.
Blaine.
What?
My suit leg. My Demis. Left leg.
Nuts!
That stuff.
That black stuff.
Looks like it, Chief. But it's... it's not spreading. It isn't... Oh, shit! Oh, shit, man. It just grew. Oh, shit. It's spreading. We have to get to South. Get your suit off before it breaks through the seals. It is definitely spreading slower than that stuff on Fritz, which is good. All right, how far away is South from here? Reese, how far?
In Ademus, maybe 20-minute walk.
Is it that way?
Yeah. Yeah, due south. Pretty much.
Good. So the sub went down. We can find the wreck on the way.
You have one other problem you're not aware of.
Clayton, is that you? What's your situation?
It's attracted to electrical energy. Radiation, zitrillium bleed, pretty much anything electronic.
Who's on this channel?
It feeds off it. The extra heat and current from that suit when it starts moving will make it spread faster and faster.
Are you on comms with someone?
You can't hear her?
I isolated your channel so he wouldn't hear. He seems, panicked enough already.
Who is this?
Well, we met on the north platform. Talked while looking at the vault when it was still closed. And then you told me to go home. I really wish I'd listened.
Dr. Graff.
Agent Blaine. In spite of present circumstances, it's really good to hear your voice. Maybe there's still a chance.
Chance for what? What the hell's going on?
That thing out there? It's spreading. Like some kind of technological contagion. We either stop it here, or we watch the world burn. And we have about 2 hours to do it. Welcome to Fathom South.
Fathom is the first season of the podcast Derelict by Night Rocket Productions. It is created, written, directed, and edited by J. Barton Mitchell and produced by Elizabeth Laidlaw, Kirsten Rudberg, and Thomas Barker. Episode 7, Into the Dark, stars Michael Mao as Blaine, Danny Payne as Sarah Clayton, Brian Gray as Reese, Nina Gannett as Fritz, Jonathan Olivares as Alvarez, Michelle Campbell as Valerie Blaine, and Elizabeth Laidlaw as Eva Graff. The podcast features original music by Ryan Talbert, Luke Atencio, Makeup and Vanity Set, and Chris Coleman, as well as additional sound design by Music Radio Creative. The producers wish to thank Flashpoint Chicago, a campus of Columbia College Hollywood, especially John Petrosky and Bill Bacon for their invaluable support in the creation of this podcast. If you're enjoying this story, please help us by spreading the word about it on your social media, leaving reviews on your podcast platform, and visiting derelictpodcast.com or fathompodcast.net and clicking the Patreon link to see how you can support us even more directly. We need your help to keep the story going. More than anything, though, from all of us at Night Rocket, thank you for listening. This story will continue.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
How much do you know about cryonic preservation?
Cryonic? Preservation.
The preservation of human beings at extreme low temperature.
You mean like Walt Disney?
I swear to God, if you say anything about Walt Disney's frozen head, I'm hanging up this phone right now.
Swear to me you've never heard of the Red Valley Sea Bolt until I just told you.
I swear.
You swear?
Could you
take your hand off my knee.
Look, Warren, if they're sending the Butter Wouldn't Melt new boy looking for Red Valley, it'll be for a reason. Trust me. People are losing their lives in this company.
We pulled him out too soon.
He is awakening exactly as we planned.
He's dying on me!
We're all murderers here. Bryony, you, me, that doorman probably. Guy on the corner there with the neck tattoo. I bet he's killed someone.
Would you like to cut his head off?
I'm sorry.
The saw is fun.
Gordon, why are you sharing this stuff with me? Why are you smiling?
I don't know. I smile when things get awkward.
Get in your golden bullet, pick me up.
You want to go to Red Valley?
You want to go to Red Valley?
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley. Red Valley is available on all podcast providers. Do you want to continue?